Are you looking for a new math curriculum? CTC Math specializes in providing online video tutorials that take a multi-sensory approach to learning. Creative graphics and animation, synchronized with the friendly voice of internationally acclaimed teacher Pat Murray, make learning math easy and effective. Favorably reviewed in Kathy Duffy's 102 Top Picks and the Old Schoolhouse Crew Review, the lessons are short and concise to help your child break down concepts and appreciate math in a whole new way. Visit ctcmath.com today to start your free trial. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I have another great guest on with me today, my friend Tara Bentley. She is the Executive Director of Indiana Association of Home Educators, IAHE. It's one of those really fun acronyms that you might hear floating around. And Tara and I met back, a couple years ago, I guess it was. And we've just become friends, and she is such an encouragement to not just myself, but to so many homeschool families. She is a homeschool mom, but you've graduated, right? You're both of your girls from your homeschool. Yes. And so I want to talk about that. We're going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to talk today about state organizations and why they exist and who they are and what they do. And then Tara, because she homeschooled for many, many years, she has really learned some things along her journey. And one of those is how to build margin into your day and into your homeschool world. And so we're going to talk about that because she has some really good practical tips on that, because homeschooling can become very stressful. As we know, there's so much to do, and we're being pulled in so many different directions all the time as homeschool moms and dads. And so we're going to talk about that today. But first, Tara, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thanks for having me. I would say that I've learned a lot about marginless living, but I am not an expert because I'm still going to be one of the busiest people you know.
Yep.
That's why we had so much trouble, right? Getting this on our calendar.
Yes, yes. You are one busy lady. That is for sure. Yeah, I think this is probably the third or fourth time we have scheduled this podcast interview, and we finally have it rolling. So
yes,
make it to the end this time. This is a great thing. So Tara, tell us a little bit about your family and your homeschool journey, because I want our listeners to know you have a pretty neat story about how you came into homeschooling and why you are part of your state organization. What brought you to that?
Sure. So my husband and I, we lived in Ohio when we first got married and had our children. My girls are 7 years apart. So when my oldest actually reached school age, it never even occurred to us to do anything other than what we consider to be the norm, right? We went down, did the kindergarten sign up, and started putting her, off to school every day, just like we were supposed to, we thought. So we were on that track for many, many years. We eventually moved here to Indiana, where we are now. And somewhere in my daughter's sixth grade year, we started encountering different issues with the public school. And I don't need to dive too deep into any of that. But all that to say, we were one of those people who, what many people today refer to as a reluctant homeschooler.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think that's probably the majority of homeschoolers today.
For sure.
Because many people find themselves doing this and they never thought that they would. So, and we were one of those people that it was going to be a temporary thing as well. I was only going to do this for 2 years. but that was 20 years ago.
Right. Almost.
So
now you are all in.
I'm all in, but it didn't come fast. So I recognize, I can empathize with people when they start off the same way that I did. They,
sure.
They're not all in for this until they start to reap some of the benefits. So I can understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I love that actually, because I love, when we came into it like you did, where, we were, as Heidi St. John says, accidental homeschoolers. We never, ever intended to homeschool. And so I appreciate that we were on that side of the fence, because now, obviously, we are completely sold out for homeschooling. We think that it is the best decision for our family, and we think it's the best decision we ever have made for our girls. You only have your kids for such a short time, and so we would not have it any other way. But prior to coming to that decision and that conviction, we were on the other side of it, and we had a lot of good reasons, so we thought, for not wanting to homeschool. And so I'm glad that we came into it that way, because like you said, I really can empathize as well with those who are like, no, that homeschooling thing's not for me. And I can say, yes, you're right. It's not for you yet. You just don't know yet that it's for you.
Exactly. Well, I mean, it is, it's life changing. And it so is. Anything that's life changing is not easy. Yeah. And we certainly had our struggles in the beginning. And when we were starting back in 2001, hey, I was one of the first people, right, who had DSL in the world, right? Now I'm fighting for fiber optics, right? But, but you know, I Googled, you know, how to homeschool in my state. I didn't have any idea where to begin. All I knew was it was something that needed to change in our family. And so I found our state organization and attended my very first homeschool convention while my daughter was still finishing up her sixth grade year at the public school. And it was the convention that made me realize, oh my goodness, this isn't anything I thought it was.
Yeah.
This is a community that is full and vibrant, and the resources were exciting. The speakers were amazing and encouraging, and to have people who were willing to share their experience and their wisdom. That convention was life changing mm-hmm. for me to be able to hear from people who had been there and done that. And it was just very exciting. And that is the reason that we were able to continue homeschooling for years to come.
Yeah. Yeah. You and I have a very similar story to that, because we were the same way. I remember vividly standing in Trader Joe's talking to my friend Jody, and we had started really considering homeschooling. I was pregnant with my youngest, and Brooklyn was getting ready to go into kindergarten. And so she said, why don't you come to a homeschool convention with us? And I literally remember saying, you guys have a homeschool convention? I mean, really? That is weird. And I just had no idea, no clue. And so a couple months later, we were there with her and her husband and some other friends from church. And just like you, it was literally like the scales fell from our eyes. And we just said, wow, this is truly, it's not anything that we expected it to be. And I will, in some ways, yes, homeschooling is partly what I expected, but in most ways, it's not at all. It's not the negative stereotypes and all the, you know, just the things that people think that it is. And so we loved it. And that first convention we went to was CHEA. It was in California, and it was such a fantastic experience for us. But at that time when we went, in our minds, we were just going to a convention that was put on by, I don't even know who we thought it was put on by. I don't think we thought about that. We just thought, well, okay, all these vendors got together, these speakers got together, and they put on this convention, and we went to the exhibit hall and saw, you know, a wide array of curriculum and all sorts of resources for homeschooling. And then we went to all of these workshops, and it was completely overwhelming and completely exciting all at the same time. It was great. But I never really did understand until several years later what state organizations were, who they are, why they mattered. I didn't know that every state has their own homeschool organization that represents their states and fights for the freedoms that we share in each state. And then the exciting part about it is that all of these organizations work together. You all have an amazing way of linking arms with one another, working together to strengthen the homeschool community, not just in our country, but really around the world. So I want to talk about margin and building those things into our homeschool, because that's really important. And I really want to focus on that. But first, I want to talk about state organizations. I want to talk about why they matter, why you got involved in your state organization, why it matters to every single homeschool family who's homeschooling today. But before we do that, let's take a quick break and we'll come right back and talk about that. The 2020 Homegrown Generation Family Expo is almost here. From February 17th through the 21st, the Schoolhouse Rocked team is gathering your favorite speakers in one place and hosting a one-of-a-kind live and interactive online event called the Homegrown Generation Family Expo. This will be a full week of encouragement, resources, and community, as we'll be addressing the most important issues that homeschool families face. you'll have the opportunity to interact live with our phenomenal lineup of speakers and have a chance to win valuable prizes. The price for this live and interactive online event is only $20, which also gives you lifetime access so that you can enjoy it whenever you want. Register today at homegrowngeneration.com. That's homegrowngeneration.com.
Hey guys, this is Brooklyn Hampton, daughter of the host of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. Do you love this show? Then stop listening. That's right. Pause the show right now and go leave a review on iTunes or in your favorite podcast app. Let others know how much you love it. Don't worry, I'll wait. Did you do it? Great. Now back to the show.
We are back with Tara Bentley. We're talking about state organizations, and we were talking about kind of our stories of how we got into homeschooling and why we got into homeschooling. In a few minutes, though, Tara, I would love for you to talk about state organizations, what you do, why you matter, and how you serve the homeschool community.
Sure. So when we went back in 2001, I thought it was, you know, a website, a convention, and a magazine, which was very exciting. And so there is that first place to get started, how helping families get started with homeschooling. I think that's the most visible piece of what we do as state organizations. And you mentioned that all states have state organizations. There are a few that don't, and that's very sad because they provide valuable resources to their community. So it's not just the getting started with homeschooling, because people do think that they can just go to the internet and find mm-hmm. anything that they want. Everything's at their fingertips.
Right.
But there's also a lot of bad information out there. And homeschool law is so state specific, mm-hmm. and families need to understand that they need to know what's happening in their state, mm-hmm. because homeschool freedom is very much state driven. And it's very important to make sure that as a family that you're meeting the criteria and the regulations in your state. So getting connected with them and knowing where your local resources are is one thing. So that's huge. And then attending the convention, I will say, as an attendee, you and I would both attest to all the positive things yes. about attending,
yep.
but I'll share that it is also bigger than that within your state. So we, in our state, we invite legislators to come to our convention. And I'll tell you that that's one of the most powerful things mm-hmm. that we can do as an organization to protect homeschool freedom. We have, we've had state senators, superintendent of public instruction. We've had other elected officials who think they know homeschooling, but then they walk into a convention and they see families who are invested in the education of their children. They see the resources that we have. They see the encouragement and the training and the things that we do. And you can take an elected official who thinks they understand homeschooling and they're okay with it, and make them your biggest cheerleader. It's huge. It is huge when they actually get, you know, to peek behind the veil of what homeschooling actually is. So that's another benefit of conventions. I would say we also do some difficult things, tackling media conversations that we don't want to have. Mm-hmm. Not all media coverage of homeschooling is positive. Especially the past couple years.
Yeah.
So we as a state organization were often asked to tackle some difficult conversations in the media. And then we lobby. Most mm-hmm. of us as state organizations lobby to protect homeschool freedom. Mm-hmm. Not all, but we're very active in building relationships with our legislators and making sure that they know who we are, what issues are important to us, and when they might inadvertently be trampling on our homeschool freedom without even realizing it.
Right. Yeah. And like you said, without even realizing it, because sometimes they will start, you know, they will propose a law or a change in something, and they really don't, because they're not invested in the homeschool community, they really don't know. And so that's why it's important. I know oftentimes they'll have state capitol homeschool day, and right. homeschool families will come in droves and they'll just represent homeschoolers and just say, this is who we are and let's talk. And that is right. very, very impactful and very important for homeschool families to be involved in those things. This week that this episode is broadcasting for the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast, it is called School Choice Week. And that was one of the reasons I invited you to come on this week, because I wanted to talk about School Choice Week. Can you tell us a little bit about what, explain to us what School Choice Week is? And then I want to talk a little bit about some of the positives, maybe some of the negatives of School Choice Week, and especially from the perspective of a Christian homeschool state leader.
Sure. So National School Choice Week was founded in 2011, and its primary focus is to promote all different types of education, from district schools, magnet schools, voucher programs, charter schools, private schools, and homeschooling. So they really just want to bring attention to the fact that there are many different educational options out there, which is a positive thing. They get a lot of media coverage across the country, from, you know, the nightly news to newspaper reporters. And it really is a just a time set aside to talk about the different types of education. So that's a positive thing. Anytime we can encourage conversation that we don't all have to be doing the same thing, that is a positive.
Yes. Yeah. We don't. However, you know, we, like I said earlier, you know, we feel like for our family, homeschooling is definitely the best choice. And so we are so grateful that they've even included homeschooling in there, because, like you said, oftentimes the media represents homeschooling in such a negative light. And many will have you believe that homeschooling is not worthy of doing. You know, our children are not being well educated. They are socially inept, you know, all of these, again, negative stereotypes that we use to think about homeschooling. And so I think it's important to have a voice in that. How have the state organizations worked to be part of National School Choice Week?
It's a very fine line, because while they want to speak for us and they do bring out a great conversation that we want to be a part of, mm-hmm. we have some differences, I think, in where we stand on one key issue that kind of separates our agenda from theirs. Mm-hmm. You want me to tell you what it is?
Of course.
It really comes down to funding. Most uh-huh. school choice advocates are primarily interested in freeing your tax dollars that are allocated for your per student back to the family, so that you could use it in a voucher school or a charter school. And they would say for homeschooling. And that is where many state orgs, and not all, but we're generally speaking, many of us are just very cautious about what strings that might bring right. to the homeschool community. Yep. Because Indiana is well known for having one of the largest voucher and charter programs in the country. Mm-hmm. It's often, you know, shared out there as, you know, the leading example. But what we've experienced here in our state in the past couple of years is also a lot of fraud and a lot of failure of some of these programs. And legislators want accountability for where those dollars went. And they should. They should have accountability for where those dollars went. And so when we see that as a homeschool community, mm-hmm. we're concerned. Well, if you start taking government dollars, you should expect government regulation and yep. to answer to somebody for it.
Yes. Nothing comes for free.
Right.
it's one of those hard lessons we learn as adults. Even when it seems like it's free, it's not. Right. And so, yes, I think we need to be very careful about taking government money, because even if they're not controlling yet, it's going to come. And so, again, as state organizations, I know you're working hard to protect those freedoms that we have. I would like, in the last few minutes of this part one of this episode, I would love for you to talk to the parent who's listening and saying, oh, OK, so there's these state organizations. There's likely one in my state, because I knew that there were a couple who didn't have them. But of the 50 right. states we have, is it 47 of them?
How Something many? Pretty close to that. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So almost every state has a state homeschool organization. So for those listening whose state does not, perhaps you can find one. The way that you can find out is you can go to homeschoolfreedom.com, right?
Yes.
Is the website, or
yes.
is it .org?
Nope, it's .com.
Okay. And we'll link to that in the show note. As a matter of fact, if you go to the Schoolhouse Rocked website, right on the very front page, you'll see a drop down that says homeschooling in your state. You can just click on that. That will take you to the Homeschool Freedom website and you can look for your state. And if you don't see an organization for your state, then I would, by all means, connect with Homeschool Freedom, connect with the state organizations and ask them, how do I get this started in my state? And they will help you. They will walk you through everything you need to know to in order to do that. But for those who have an organization in their state, which is most of us, how can we as parents get involved? How can we help you? How can we pray for you? How can we encourage you? What are some ways that just your typical family can, as Heidi St. John says, get off the bench and get onto the battlefield? How can we do this and be part of our state homeschool organizations?
Well, it's a fabulous question. And I would say exactly what you said. First and foremost, pray. Pray for your state organizations. I would say that 99.9% of state leaders are volunteers. Mm-hmm. They have dedicated hours upon hours, years, if not decades, to serving the people in their state. And thank them. Thank them for what they're doing. And then practically speaking, many states have membership. So you can encourage your state organization by joining them. That's that's one easy way to be a part of what they're doing. And attend their events, attend their conventions, be a part of it. Get on their mailing list so that you know what's going on. Follow their social media, engage there, and just be a part of the conversation and connect with them. They are there to serve. And so, you know, if you see a need also, you can share that with them.
Yep. I love it. And going to state conventions is so much fun because you really get to see the people. And I mean, oftentimes I know that groups of moms will get together and they'll just take a mom's weekend away. They'll get a hotel room and they'll just have some time to just be encouraged and breathe a little bit, breathe in some encouragement and, you know, maybe get to sleep in a little bit with that little one's biting at their ankles, which is always fun. And so it is important, you know, we're getting ready to do this online event. It's the Homegrown Generation Family Expo.
Yes.
And that is not meant to replace homeschool conventions, because and we very strategically placed it kind of right in the middle of the year when most homeschool families go through that homeschool slump and they just need some encouragement. And but it's not to replace conventions. It's actually to encourage you, like, this is what you guys need. You need constant, because I need constant encouragement all the time. And so sign up for your state convention, because it's not just going in order to help support your organization, but it's going so that you can be fed and encouraged and so that you can physically look at the different curriculum that you might be considering, and you can talk to your leaders and you can talk to the speakers and things like that. And so so it's really important, and I love those suggestions of how people can be involved. We are out of time for this part of the podcast, but we're going to come back on Wednesday and we're going to talk about five steps to building margin in our day, because you are good at that. You've learned how to do that through your 13 years of homeschooling. So we're going to come back with some more encouragement on Wednesday. Tara, thank you so much for your time today. And again, homeschoolfreedom.com, right, is where people can find out more. And then where can people find out more? If people from Indiana are listening right now, how can they find out more about you and your organization, what you do?
In our state, if you're in Indiana, yeah, we do encourage you to check us out. IAHE.net. Our convention is coming up in March. And so we'd love to have people there. Exactly what you said. I mean, not everyone can come, and we recognize that. So a physical event, I can tell you all the awesome reasons to be there, but not everyone can. So online and in person, whatever it is, we want you to be encouraged.
Yep, that's right. So, well, thank you, Tara. You are a blessing. We'll be back with you on Wednesday and talk about five steps to building margin in our homeschool. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Bye.